Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into something super exciting in science, chemical reactions. It's a topic that's really fundamental to understanding how the world around us works, and it's worth about 8 to 10 marks in your final exams, so it's definitely worth paying attention to. We'll probably spend about 15 to 20 class periods on this, but trust me, it'll fly by because it's so interesting. Now, you might be wondering, why should I care about chemical reactions? Well, think about it. Every time you bake a cake, or a leaf changes color in the fall, or even when your phone charges, a chemical reaction is happening. It's the process where ingredients change into something completely new. We're going to learn how to describe these changes, understand different types, and even figure out what makes them happen faster or slower. So, what exactly is a chemical reaction? Imagine you're baking a cake. You start with flour, sugar, eggs, those are your reactants, your ingredients. You mix them up, you bake them, and what do you get? A delicious cake. That cake is your product, something totally different from the original ingredients. And you can't easily turn that cake back into flour, sugar, and eggs, right? That's the key idea of a chemical reaction. Reactants are transformed into products. We can write this as reactants $\writer$products. A classic example is when magnesium ribbon burns in the air. It combines with oxygen to form a white powder called magnesium oxide. So, magnesium plus oxygen $\writer$ magnesium oxide. Now, it's really important to distinguish between a physical change and a chemical change. In a physical change, only the state, size, or shape might change, but the substance itself is still the same. Think of melting ice into water. It's still H2O, just in a different form. It's temporary and reversible. A chemical change, on the other hand, is where a completely new substance is formed. Burning paper is a perfect example. You start with paper, and you end up with ash. The ash is not paper anymore. This change is usually permanent and irreversible, and the chemical makeup of the substance definitely changes. To talk about these reactions, we use something called chemical equations. They're like a shorthand, a secret code using symbols and formulas to represent what's happening. But sometimes these equations aren't balanced, meaning the number of atoms on each side isn't the same. We need to balance them to follow the law of conservation of mass, which basically says matter can't be created or destroyed. A really handy trick for balancing is the MnOH rule: first balance metals, then nonmetals, but not oxygen or hydrogen, then oxygen, and finally hydrogen. Let's try an example L plus H2SO4 right arrow Al2SO43 plus H2 Following our rule, we'd first balance the aluminum, Al, by putting a 2 in front of it. Then we balance sulfur, S, and so on. It's like a puzzle, and once you get the hang of it, it's really satisfying. Next up, we have different types of chemical reactions. We can think of them with fun analogies. First, there's combination or synthesis. This is like two friends deciding to get together and form a new pair. Two or more simple reactants combine to make one, more complex product. Like sodium and chlorine gas coming together to form sodium chloride, or table salt. Then, we have decomposition reactions. This is the opposite of combination, it's like a breakup. A single, complex reactant breaks down into two or more simpler products. Think of heating calcium carbonate, like limestone. It breaks down into calcium oxide and carbon dioxide. And finally, for today, let's talk about single displacement reactions. Imagine a dance. This is where one element cuts in on a compound, displacing another element. It's like a more reactive element kicking out a less reactive one from its partner. We've covered a lot today, haven't we? We've learned what a chemical reaction is, how